Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. Where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, and she's been a frequent guest on Messianic Vision, is Joan Hunter. And I have to tell you something, Joan. When I first got a hold of your book, Supernatural Provision, Financial Freedom, and your two CDs, End Time Economics and Financial Freedom, I said, I'm not sure I want to deal with this subject. And there's a personal reason, Joan. And here's the personal reason. I see many people look at God as a sugar daddy. Mm-hmm. And all they have to do is pray, and then they'll get anything they want. And if they give $1,000 to a particular ministry, their marriage is going to be restored. And I don't want to judge anyone's heart, but I almost call it a gospel of greed, as opposed to there are biblical principles, and I totally understand them, but it's been abused. But you don't want to throw out the baby with the dirty bathwater. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
I totally understand. And there was a period of time, and I believe that the pendulum is swinging back, that it was all about me, let's get rich, 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 rich. Well, the Bible talks about that we are to have so much money that our grandchildren will have a ton of inheritance, which means that we're going to have a lot of money. I personally believe we can have all the things of the world as long as the things of the world don't have us, number one. Number two, there is more talk in the Bible about finances and blessings than love, which God is love. And obviously God felt that it was more important to spend time on that and explain godly principles about finances that we figure, well, love, yeah, we're really into love, but, oh, you know, don't touch my money. Don't talk to me about money. But God, it wants to supernaturally bless us financially. And the thing is that God, I've always said for many, many years, God wants us to be a river of finances. Now, I'm hoping and believing God's given me a couple of witty inventions. I presented them to some companies this week. And it was like, this is great. In the name of Jesus, it's going to come out. And it's going to bring millions of dollars to me personally. And what am I going to do with those millions of dollars? I'm going to be a river, and it's going to flow through me right into the ministries, you know, like Messianic Vision, and it's supernatural, and because I'm a monthly partner with you. Both me, Hunter Ministries, and Joan Hunter Ministries are all partners with you. And that's what I want to be, is I want to be a river of finances, help funneling what God is doing.
And what concerns me is that many people felt the way I felt. They would see that it was almost manipulation over money, and they get turned off. But I'm convinced that we're coming in to some very extreme economic times on planet Earth, and we're also simultaneously coming in of a shift of the finances into the hands of believers that God can trust. And if we do not understand God's principles for our pattern, if you will, to be blessed financially, how in the world can, and this is in reading your literature, how in the world can we fulfill Deuteronomy 8:18?
That's right. And the thing is, as you said, a very powerful statement there. God is looking for people he can trust. He is looking for sowers, not blowers, not people that just blow the finances. And in regards to the river of finance, river, you know, God to use a river of finances, let it flow through me to help fund the kingdom of God. That's why God is blessing me astronomically, and I am so excited to be able, I can't wait to write out a tithe check for $1 million. I just think that would be so exciting, and not to mention all the offerings that go with it. But what happens is that I was leaving, flying out of Minnesota a few years ago, and I looked down, I said, oh, here's all, you know, of course, Land of Lakes and all the rivers, and I was looking down at the rivers. I'm like, Father, I just thank you that I'm going to be a river of your finances, and I was just praising God, and he says, look at the river, and I'm like, okay, you know, and he goes, what's on the side of the river? There's banks. And you can be a river of finances, and yet your bank can be full too. And God wants us to be blessed financially. If all of a sudden we get a letter from, you know, Sid Roth and says, I need an extra $1 million to help with this project that I'm doing. Okay, no problem. Here's an extra $1 million. This is what God wants us to be able to have the capabilities of doing, that we can just, as God leads us and as God blesses us, that we can direct these millions and billions of dollars into the kingdom of God.
You know, I'm reminded of a scripture, of two scriptures. Romans 11:11 says, salvation has come to the Gentile to provoke the Jew to jealousy. And I believe that someone like a Joan Hunter will have a dream or a vision and have a new invention and kind of do it on the side along with everything else she is doing and make billions and then brag on God, not brag on Joan, brag on God. And boy, are you going to provoke a lot of Jewish people to jealousy. As a matter of fact, you're going to provoke a lot of non-believers to jealousy. And the good news is you're just following the pattern that God has established.
I have told people, I said, you can't win a Jewish person to the Lord if you drive up in a car that's going ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. I said, you want to win a Jewish person to the Lord? You have more money than them. You have a more prosperous business than them. And I said, this is what God wants. He doesn't want my faith laying hands on my car hoping in the name of Jesus it's going to start, hoping in the name of Jesus I have enough fumes to get me to church. He wants us to, the Word says, he's going to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory, and the need is a car that works, and the need is gasoline for that car. He's going to supply all of our needs.
Well, and you know, the wonderful thing is I'm talking to you, Joan, someone that was raised in a very prosperous family, has never known a day without food on the table, has never known a need in the financial arena. They can preach all they want, but that doesn't have as much meaning as someone that came from your background. And the last time I interviewed you, I was actually shocked as I realized how tough a background you had, because those that are not familiar with Joan Hunter, you're probably familiar with her parents, Charles and Frances Hunter, known affectionately as the Happy Hunters, who are now just as happy as ever in heaven. But the background you came from, paint a picture of one of the worst memories you have of your financial need as a child.
As a child, I remember just my brother having to go into dumpsters while my mom and I, like I'm like 3 and 5 years old, are standing on the outside as he is going in there digging for some nasty leftover fruit and giving it out to mom. And then we go home and cut out enough for my brother and I to share a bowl of peaches or different fruits. And I understand what, you know, I would pray. We weren't saved at the time, so mom didn't understand that, you know, we could pray and God would supply all of our needs. And so mom did whatever she could do to help provide food for us. And it's just her supernatural determination in life. That is something that has been passed on to me, that if she was a no matter what kind of a woman, so am I. And you just press through no matter how difficult it is, you know, and I thank God that I'm not there now, that I can go buy a bushel of peaches and give them away as in comparison to digging in the trash can to hopefully get enough to, you know, to satisfy my hunger.
And you know, you picked up some of your mother's gifting. and your enthusiasm for how God wants to bless us financially just comes across in your teaching, the two CDs, End Time Economics and Financial Freedom, and your brand new book, it's literally just off the press, called Supernatural Provision, Financial Freedom. You share stories, and they're just everyday people. So everyday people can relate. It's not someone that has a powerful television ministry that's saying, sow into my ministry and God is going to bless you. It's everyday people, not necessarily in ministry, that are tapping into these principles. And the enthusiasm that you have, it just jumps off the pages. It jumps off the CD.
And I am a radical giver, personally. I love to give. We give somewhere between 30 and 50% of our income away. And I'm planning on next year giving away more than I made this year. And I'm so excited I can hardly stand it.
So if God is looking for someone to trust, do you think they're going to trust a stingy person or someone that is the river? It just comes in and goes out.
Gets the money and totally blows it on junk. But he's looking for people that will help fund this end time revival, because I know that we all could use millions of dollars to do what God's called us to do and to fulfill the vision that he has given us.
And the scripture that you emphasize a lot is Deuteronomy 8:18, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. I want you to elaborate on that scripture when we come back, on tomorrow's broadcast. But I need you to be one of the end-time financiers of the kingdom. God needs you. He doesn't want you like everyone else. He doesn't want you with your hand out. He wants you to be a giver, not a taker. And he is going to give back more than you've ever imagined or conceived. Get these tools. I tell you, you'll go to a next level. Available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.